Oh, snap! It's another Snap review from the Family Gamers.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition! Blast off!
Okay, robots, we have arrived at our destination. Today's Snap review is for Robots and Rockets, designed by Cy and Tish Robertson, published by Rule and Make Games. The game plays up to 4 players ages 8 and up.
Robot tourism is booming, and you, as the new hotshot travel agent stationed on the moon, the solar system's most famous travel hub, you are tasked with the vital mission of getting tourist robots to their choice of interplanetary destinations quickly and safely. The goal of the game is to get the most robots in your fleet.
Set up. Separate robots and rockets and contract cards into individual decks. Set contract cards aside. They'll be used at the end of the game. Shuffle both the robot and rocket decks in the middle of the table. Deal 4 cards to create the spaceport. Then deal 5 robot cards face down to each player. Place the robot and rockets decks above the spaceport. Leave room for the discard pile.
Before we talk about gameplay, let's talk about some of the cards. The robot cards themselves have robots with numbers ranging from 4, along with the destination they're going to. Rocket cards have a number which represent the seats on the ship. Destinations are the locations the ships will be traveling to. Oh, and the other cool thing that I really like is that the destinations are color-coded to the robots. Contract cards are used for scoring at the end of the game. There are some special action cards that are shuffled in with the robots at the beginning of the game. They give players special actions that help them throughout the game, like preventing others from playing robots to a certain ship, taking robots from other players, protection from stealing, and you can also transfer robots from one ship to another. That's pretty sneaky. Izzy, how's the game played?
On a player's turn, they must take the following actions in order. First, play a special action card, which is totally optional. Next, you must play a robot card to a rocket. Place a single robot card from your hand to a rocket that has enough open seats, or play multiple robot cards to a single rocket. Keep in mind, robots must be going to the same destination. If you can't play any robots, then you discard any number of cards. The last step is to clean up. Draw until you have 5 cards in your hand. A robot launches when all seats are filled. Then immediately take the rocket and robots and place them in front of you face down. The play continues until the last robot card from the deck is drawn. Players will continue taking turns until no one can play any cards. How about scoring?
Scoring is super, super, super simple. First, players discard any unused cards as they're not going to be scored. Sorry, snooze you lose. Then count up the number of robot and rocket cards you have. Starting with the player with the least amount of cards, then going upwards to the player who has the most cards, each person will select a single contract from the contract pile. So starting with the player with the lowest score will grab the first one of their choice, then the next person with the second highest score, and then the third, and so on. After contract cards have been selected, players count up all the robots that they have that match the destination on their contract card, and then the player with the highest total of points wins. So Izzy, what do you like about the game?
I like that the robots have different colors that match the destination. I also like that the special action cards, like the tractor beam that lets you steal a rocket from another player.
Yeah, me is the other player who always gets them stolen from.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's neat that they used real planet names in our solar system and didn't make up their own. How about you, Dad?
I like that it's super simple to teach, and that's how family games should be, in my opinion. The special action cards allow you to mess with your opponents, adding a little bit of the take that to the game, like Izzy always trying to steal rockets from her dad.
I am not!
There's some other cool cards, like a force shield that'll let you block a steal when your robot daughter is trying to steal all your ships.
Well, stop blaming it on me!
And the other neat thing is that I liked a lot is that the rockets, that some of the rockets have multiple destinations, which is great because it allows you to collect a color variety of the different robots. So I'll try to help you diversify, you know, hopefully for scoring at the end of the game. And the other cool thing that I really enjoyed about the game was the game's color coding. Again, robots have the same color as their destinations, which I think is a perfect design choice. since they're color-coordinated. I hate to admit, when we first started playing the game, I really just paid attention to the colors, not even the planets. We played the game at 2- and 4-player counts with Izzy and I and with some other family, and it still plays really fast at that player count. The one thing I'll say is that sometimes it really comes down to the luck of the draw. We've had games with Izzy and I where one of us pretty much launched all the rockets or had them stolen, and the other player ended up with one or two ships that they were end up scoring. The same thing goes from games where we had a lot of stealing going on, where she pretty much took everything that I had. So anything else you'd like to say about the game, Izzy?
I think it'd be cool if they made a expansion pack with more cards, then more people could play.
Well, that's true, because it's only 4 players, so if we have 5 or 6 players at a family game night, it would be cool to have more cards.
Yeah, it totally would.
Izzy, who do you think would like this game?
Kids who really like robots and outer space games.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I really like robots.
Me too.
So, Izzy, how do we rate Robots and Rockets?
4 out of 5.
And that's Robots and Rockets in a snap. Check it out on the planet near you. All right, Dad, we better get our bags packed. We need to get ready for our big trip to Mars.
Okay, let's go.
Over and out.
Beep, boop, bop, burp, beep, beep, burp, error, error, error. Shutting down.